put meat in them.
What do you call cornbread when it's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
Corn cake.
Okay. What?
Whole cake.
Whole cake?
Is that what you're after?
I'm after anything that you call it. If you have any other thing that you think there's anything else that you call it, you would call it a corn cake or a...
ash cake.
Or what was that other one that you said?
Whole cake.
What do you call the soft cornbread served in a bowl with a spoon?
Mush.
What do you call bread in loaves made of white flour?
Loaf bread.
What do you call a round, flat pastry about so big that has a hole in the middle?
Donut.
What do you call a similar pastry, also with a hole in the middle, made with yeast?
I don't know, unless it's a donut.
Okay. What do you call a flat, round cake made with white flour and cooked on a greased skillet, eaten with syrup?
Pancake.
What do you call meat from the side of a hog, salted but not smoked?
Fatback.
Anything else? Would your mother have used...
Bacon.
Uh-huh. What, would your mother have used a different word for that than you do? What do you call a pressed meatloaf made from hog jowl, the hog's head, and so forth?
Soft meat.
What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Pit.
What do you call the center of a peach?
Seed.
What do you call a peach whose meat clings to the seed?
Clingstone.
What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed? You would call it a
clingstone.
Uh-huh. Would you call it anything else?
Just plum peach.
Okay. What about a peach whose meat easily separates from the seed?
That's freestone.
Anything else that somebody, you know, that you would know?
Clear seed.
What are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
String beans.
Any others?
No.
What are some different kinds of beans that do have to be shelled?
Butter beans. Butter peas. And October beans, they have to be shelled.
Could you tell me what butter beans are like? I mean, tell me how you know the difference between butter beans and butter peas and October beans.